This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
For many blind and partially sighted people, enjoying a live football match can be a difficult task, whether it's getting to the ground, finding your seat, or just following what's happening on the pitch. But a new community interest company based in Essex is hoping to change that. Andrew Birch is the founder of Game Day Vision, and he joins me now. Thanks for speaking to us today, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you're a keen football fan. What's your experience of going to watch live matches been like?
My experience has been good. In recent years, with audio commentary within the stadiums, the experience within the ground is very good. I find that the experience of getting to the stadium is more difficult than it was previously. Before I was diagnosed with Stargardt's, I used to be able to go to football quite happily on my own. In fact, I used to work for football clubs and used to be able to get to and from late at night and what have you. But since my eyesight's deteriorated, I don't really have the confidence to go on my own. So that's where the idea of Game Day Vision came from, really.
And what sort of benefits did you find going to watch a live game over following along at home or online, TV or radio?
Having followed football since I was a child, you still get the same experience when you're there. So you still get the same smells, the atmosphere. That part of it is still so enjoyable. But with the addition of the audio commentary, I found that, you're still part of the game. I use the audio commentary sets at Ipswich Town, and their commentary is very descriptive. And it's all up to time as well. So anything that happens on the pitch, you know straight away if there's been a foul or, someone scored a goal. Say if it's the away team and you're not sat anywhere near the away end, you don't know if they don't have many fans, you're not necessarily sure that anything's happened. Whereas that just really fills in the gaps and it's really useful. And I know a lot of other clubs use audio commentary headsets. So, that's a massive benefit to blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. And what sort of benefits are you hoping that Game Day Vision can offer to blind and partially sighted fans?
Mainly the comfort of knowing that you can go there with confidence and still enjoy the game, or no matter, even if it was participating in sports, I find a lot of the anxiety that I used to get with going to games was what would happen between the train station and the ground, or the bus and the ground, because of a lot of stadiums are in crowded areas and there's a lot of people and very narrow pavements, obstacles, there may be road closures. I was at the Ipswich Norwich game in December. And after, our main route out of the stadium was blocked off. So they then had to detour us through a car park opposite the ground and then through up towards the train station, which if you were sighted would, is a bit of a pain. But if you're low vision or blind, it was incredibly difficult. And it was very busy and noisy. And that wasn't very enjoyable for me. But luckily I had my brother with me. So he guided me through it. But I think without him, without the confidence of knowing someone's there to look out for you, I would have really struggled. And I probably would have waited, until everything had died down for a little while before I even attempted to leave, because it was extremely busy.
And is that how you envision the service working? Perhaps having somebody from Game Day Vision then meeting you at the train station or a bus stop close to the ground, and then going through all of that match day experience with you from start to finish?
Yeah, so the idea would be anyone that's blind or low vision can contact us either by phone or by email, and then we would try and partner them up with a volunteer in their area, and then we would coordinate between the volunteer and the service user to basically fill in the gap. So that the idea would be to collect them from their house or wherever they would like to be collected from, take them to the ground. Obviously, but they would all be fully trained, the volunteers, so they would be fully trained and sighted guide. And then, they would obviously help them at the stadium, guide them around obstacles, be there, another pair of eyes for them, and then take them home to really sort of cover any kind of problems that they may encounter. And they could go, it could be by car, they could go by car, by rail, by bus, but it just helps. If you live near a stadium and you need to get the bus, then obviously they're there to look out for numbers and help you with getting on and off. It's just to try and make life easier, really, because I know a lot of people suffer with confidence problems like I do. And if I didn't have a friend or family member to go with, I wouldn't go. I thought this came around at the start of this season, and I was, you know, I really wanted to go back to watching the football and just couldn't, you know. Oh, I found people in the end, but then you because of people's commitments, one weekend it might be my brother, one weekend might be my dad, my friends, my brother-in-law, you know, and you feel like you're not putting them out, but you're trying multiple people to try and get you there. Whereas hopefully Game Day Vision would be the option. If you wanted to go to a game, say on a Tuesday night, and it wasn't in your area, so it was in Suffolk or London, then, you know, we would be able to help you with that, and you wouldn't have to worry about who was going with you.
And what stage are you at now with Game Day Vision? It's a new venture. How are things going?
Things are going well. I've been speaking to a few football clubs, and I've been to a few meetings where people are very interested in using the service in Essex. We're trying to arrange a day out at the cricket, at Essex Cricket in Chelmsford, because they now have audio headsets. So I'm trying to organise that for a group of us to all go. But we're now at the stage of, we've applied for funding and we're just waiting for that to come through. And then we're enrolling volunteers, and then we should be good to go, hopefully around the start of April. And that's within Essex, but there is a certain amount of blurriness with the guide, you know, with the Essex boundary. So as long as the service user lives in Essex, then we can facilitate them going to surrounding counties. If they live in Essex and they support a club in London or Suffolk or Cambridgeshire, you know, we can help them with that. There's no restriction. It doesn't have to be within the boundaries, but so that's where we are really at the moment. And then hopefully we'll get more. I'm looking to get into more partnerships with local sports clubs, leagues, you know, so that they recognise us as a service that, you know, their customers would want to use. And then hopefully once that's happened, word of mouth will spread, and we're trying to get a larger social media presence. And then, you know, once that happens, hopefully it'll all roll on quite nicely. And then in the future, we'd like to expand it to other areas and ideally across the whole country. But I know that takes time.
And you're asking for input from the blind and partially sighted community to help build Game Day Vision. How can people get in touch to share their experiences and get involved?
The best way is by email. My email address is andrew@gamedayvision.org.uk. I'd love to hear from anyone that wants to use the service and potentially wants to volunteer. And even if they're not based in the Essex area, even if they're based, you know, further afield, I'd love to hear from them, because it would be great to get feedback when we do come to expanding it, you know, where the service is most needed.
How can we follow the journey of Game Day Vision? Where's the best place to find out a bit more information?
We are on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. And if you just search for Game Day Vision CIC, then we should pop up at the top of the list. And you can just send us a message through that. And we're trying to upload at least once a week. And we've got our first test event on the 13th of February. So we'll have more information on there for, you know, pictures and reviews and that kind of stuff, so people can see, you know, the service we're trying to offer.
Andrew Birch, founder of Game Day Vision, we wish you the very best with the project and hope to hear more about it again on RNIB Connect Radio.